Steve, it's a pleasure to have you on WGRR.
Thanks for talking to me, Tim. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's my my pleasure.
Tim, I've got a moisture problem in my fireplace.
Okay.
And if you just walk through the, not all the time, but occasionally, if you just are walking through the room where that fireplace is located, it has an odor about it of wet ashes. It doesn't look wet or damp in there, but it smells that way. Also, I've got an ongoing effervescence problem on the outside brick of the chimney, so I'm pretty sure I have some kind of a moisture problem in there.
Okay, I've got a quick question. How old is the house?
The house was built in 1985.
Okay, and have you done any type of weatherization or installing replacement windows since then?
No, we haven't. We've only been in the house about 2.5 years, and so we haven't done anything to it.
Okay.
Now, it does have replacement windows,
okay,
but we didn't put them in.
Okay, there we go. Here's what I think's going on. That house was built right at a kind of an interesting time,
mm-hmm,
where this whole thing about combustion air was just coming into the building code. And what I'm talking about here is, here's why I think you're having that odor. I think that you have a little bit of what we call backdrafting going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that, do you heat your house with natural gas?
It's electric.
Okay, electric. How about your water heater, electric as well?
Yep.
Do you use any type of bathroom exhaust fans?
Yep.
Okay. So here's what can happen. Let's talk about people who have regular gas appliances that consume air. So when the furnace comes on, or when the water heater comes on, or when you run a bathroom fan, it's those activities cause air to be pushed out of your house.
Okay.
Because think about it. When your furnace comes on, it's burning the fuel, and it needs air to create that combustion. And, you know, you see people's out of their exhaust stack up on the roof, you know, you see that plume of steam coming out.
Right.
Well, for every cubic feet of steam or whatever that's coming out of the chimney, a cubic foot of air has got to enter the house. Well, sometimes, if there's not a combustion air inlet, the house goes, you know what? I'm going to get the air out of the chimney. So it actually pulls air back down the chimney, and inside the chimney, you've got what we call a smoke shelf, where there's soot and all kinds of things, and when it rains, I mean, think about it. Have you ever thought about that? A lot of people don't realize that in a really heavy rain, like we get those big downpours here, why doesn't water just stream into your fireplace?
Right.
You ever thought about that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, well, I'll tell you why it doesn't. Because the way that they're built is that actually in line with the flue liners, it's kind of offset. And what happens is that the air, the water just comes down and hits that smoke shelf, so it doesn't actually come down into your combustion chamber. So if it rained just the day before and it's kind of moist in there,
yep,
that's where that moist ash, wet ash smell is coming from, as that air is being pulled back down the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So what I would do is I would think about putting in a simple combustion air inlet into your house, like down in your basement, so that it can pull air from another place other than the chimney.
Okay.
All right. And you can find those kits. I actually have a column about it on my website. And I think the one that there's a website called CombovEnt, CombovEnt, CombovEnt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good one. It's made by this guy up in Michigan. It's a really great idea. And I would try to go find that product. And as far as the efflorescence, it's pretty standard up on a chimney. I've got two columns on the website about efflorescence as well. All you need to do is when the weather kind of dries out, you know, I wouldn't do this until late spring, maybe early summer, and we've got a real nice dry spell. You can actually seal, you can put some really great silane, siloxane water repellents up on your chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you stop the water from getting in the chimney, that efflorescence is going to go away. But as long as you keep letting water soak into the chimney, you're going to continue to have that efflorescence.
Okay. And you can get that sealer?
I would go to my website, and I give you a list. Just type in silane, S-I-L-A-N-E, in my search engine.
Okay.
And there should be some columns that come up, and there'll be links within those columns that take you to sources of those water repellents.
Okay.
All right, Steve?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling us the Builder, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Great to have you on the line.